he just held his Monday conference. And so we're going to take a full listen to that, and then we will immediately dive right back to you so you can let it out and get it off your chest and try to start feeling better. 888-957-9570. The conversation between the media and Kyle Shanahan started with him giving out the injury update after yesterday's loss.
All right, guys, injuries from the game. Dee Winters with the ankle just aggravated his previous injury. Brock Purdy has some back soreness. He'll be day-to-day. And Javon Hargrave, you're wrong about. He partially tore his triceps, so he'll likely be out for the season. That's it from the game. Go ahead.
Kyle, obviously surprised by the Hargrave injury. How was he playing, and how big of a loss is that right now?
I mean, it's a big one, and I thought he had his best game yesterday. I thought he was a huge factor, really affected the quarterback in that game, and, you know, it's a big loss, and he's one of our better players, and he's definitely going the right direction. He's going to have a big year.
Kyle, what do you guys do now to compensate for the losses, Javon?
I mean, we're still working through that. We got a couple guys on practice squad that we'll most likely bring up. We got some outside guys who are good inside rushers, you know, as far as pass downs and things like that. But we'll always look out at what's available out there. But usually you go to your practice squad. And hope to get Kalia Davis back soon, too, which would help. Not this week, I don't think, but hopefully soon.
For the season, is there a chance like he could get back to the playoffs?
I believe so. But whether you partially tear it or tear it, you know, we're recommending surgery. So when you get surgery, that's usually, you know, it's a few months at least. So, I mean, if there was a chance, it'd have to be late in the playoffs.
And, Kyle, as far as Brock, is there any concern there about anything structural or anything of that nature?
His MRI was good, so we feel good about that. But just sore today, and hopefully he'll feel better by Wednesday.
Turning to the game, I have a question about how you guys handled the end of the end of regulation. We've seen you in the past at the end of the first half make a major priority to not allow the other team to get the ball back. Why wasn't that the thinking toward the end of regulation when you guys took over with 1:51 left?
I think it is the thinking. It's not the number one goal. The number one goal is to try to win the game right there, which I believe we had every opportunity to do. But that's why we didn't get in the 2 minute on that second. And I think it was second and six. We threw a curl route to BA, and we huddled up after it. So that was totally the thought process. And then the next down, we had an incompletion, and then we had a drop. And then it was third and 10, and they had one timeout left. So, you know, by that time, then it's over. You got to move the chains, or they're going to be able to use their timeout and go. And Brock ended up scrambling on us, so we had them use their timeout. But there wasn't a time that we could run out the clock. You know, obviously we didn't get it done, didn't make the catch. And, you know, you could come out and run it the first couple downs and things like that. But we were trying to win it with that in our mind. And that's why we, when we were in bounds, that's why we huddled up and didn't go into two-minute mode.
Having him back out there from an energy standpoint, and what did you think of his performance in his first game back?
I thought it was good first game back. You know, he wasn't at the point of attack too much, but he definitely had made some plays in it, had a good tackle on the sidelines, and I think he held up pretty well. I haven't got to talk to him personally, but the film looked good, and hopefully it was a good step in the right direction, and it'll build off that going forward throughout the season.
Kyle, Christian traveled to Germany over the weekend, I believe. And is that to visit with Dr. Wheeling? And what's your understanding of what he's hoping to accomplish there?
I'm not sure what doctor it is. I know he's going to see a specialist that I believe can help him with his Achilles process. And I think he's doing that over these next few days, and hopefully it'll help.
One more Achilles question about Dre Greenlaw. Is there a timeline yet on, you know, approximately when he might be able to come back?
No, I mean, when I set out at the beginning of the year, I was hoping mid-season, so I haven't asked here in the last couple weeks, but that was what it was at the beginning of the year, and still hoping that, so, but mid-season still a ways away.
Why did Dee Winters enter for Campbell at on the Rams third series?
Just planned on it before the game. You know, he wanted to do that early going into this year also, but Dee just got hurt there, I think, in that last preseason game, so that set that back a little bit, and he's gotten healthy, and we planned on doing that early, just like the week before we planned on doing it with Gio and Malik. So we started that, and then he got hurt on, he re-aggravated his ankle on the fake punt.
Is that any reflection of kind of dissatisfaction with Campbell's performance?
No, it's, we want to keep working to get the best guys out there, and D's had a good camp, and he showed that he deserves the chance to push him, and he did good on the plays that he did when he was in there, and hopefully he'll get healthy so we can keep doing the same stuff.
Kyle, where is Jacob Howling on his, I guess, progression in getting involved in the offense, and were there thoughts about getting him any snaps on offense?
He's still working to get out there. You know, he's trying to get more comfortable with the offense and just earn a role with it and get closer and closer each week. Still got a bit to go, though.
Yeah, how has he been looking? I mean, he's obviously back, not off the injury list, but does he look like he's normal health-wise other than that?
Yeah, he's totally healthy.
Is it more mental understanding of the offense and where he needs to be?
There's lots of reasons that go into it, but he hasn't been able to make his way into the group yet, and the more he gets comfortable with the offense and the more consistent he gets, then he'll earn those opportunities.
Kyle, there was a play late in the game where it looked like Brock had Brandon open late and saw him and kind of hesitated to throw it and ended up coming back to Jennings. What did you see on that play? What was kind of the reason that Brock maybe didn't let that one go?
They busted a coverage, and B.A. had a deep curl route, and they busted the coverage, so B.A. did the right thing and just took off and went to that hole, and it kind of caught Brock by surprise because, you know, B.A. was number two in the progression. When he looked to him, B.A. wasn't in the right spot because they busted a coverage, and then he went down the field, and Brock thought about it. He just wasn't sure where the rest of the safety was or anything since he wasn't anticipating that to happen, and it would have worked, obviously, if you let it go, but that happens sometimes. Defense busts a coverage, and if you're not looking at the guy the whole time, all of a sudden turns it into a go route. You can't always just let it rip.
Can you explain that a little bit more? What coverage were they supposed to be in, and what did they end up doing?
They're supposed to be in two sky week, and the corner stayed, supposed to be a half player, stayed in a cloud and didn't play half.
That's kind of what I thought.
Yeah.
Kyle, last year you had, you know, pretty good injury luck, or that's the term, you know, particularly with your star players. Obviously totally different so far this year. I mean, I don't know, stupid question, I guess, but do you have a sense if, like, this may not happen back-to-back years and going into this?
What may not happen back-to-back years?
Well, just, like, having guys stay healthy, and particularly your star players.
Injuries are always a part of it. We've had to deal with it a number of years, sometimes more than others. I think last year, just mainly with some of our main guys, we were very fortunate. You know, they didn't miss too many games. This year it's been totally different to start out. So that's been real tough. You know, I'd like to try to stay positive with it that, you know, all of them eventually are going to come back, but that probably changed with Hargrave today, so that was a tough pill to swallow there. But, yeah, we definitely haven't had the luck that we had last year.
Kyle, what did you see from your secondary after looking at the film?
From who?
From the secondary in pass coverage.
I thought the biggest thing was, you know, when you give up three deep balls for 130 yards and only one of them was a completion, you know, that was tough right there. You know, we got the two PIs, I think one 50-yard PI, another 30-yard PI there at the end, and then the one that they got by our defense on the one they completed inside the four-yard line. So I thought that was the toughest part about it. And that's what gave them a chance to get back in the game and eventually beat us.
Do you have any updates on Mooney and Kittle?
Let's see. Kittle, hope to get him back at practice this week, and Mooney's good to go.
As far as special, is there a common thread that runs through where the issues have been? I know they've come in different areas these last couple of weeks, but what do you need to see from that special teams unit as a whole that hasn't been out there producing so far?
I always love the special teams to help win, but my biggest thing is to not help lose, and it's not by making mistakes. And, you know, we had a bad one in Minnesota with the blocked punt, and then we had a bad one this week with giving up the fake punt. So those are two things that we got to shore up. I mean, I would always love to make plays and stuff on special teams, but the biggest thing is to not be one of the reasons that you lose. And those were two huge things, one in Minnesota and then yesterday on that fake punt. And that stuff we got to be more prepared for first as coaches and get our guys ready for that a lot better than we did yesterday.
And there was also the long punt return. Is that just a matter of the young guys not fully embracing their roles or not being, not having enough experience in those roles?
Well, I mean, you'd love to be able to make the tackle at the gunner. I loved how Malik shot his guns, which slows the guy down a little bit. And you need a contained player on that play when he gets to the sidelines. You know, there was a clip in the back, which would have, you know, negated him from getting the sidelines. But once they did end up clipping us, he got to that edge, and our contained player, who was supposed to be there, was not there. He was sucked up in the middle, and then it get to that, which led to a huge play. And that's coaching, that's playing, that's everything. But that's why it happened, and we got to make sure that we get a guy there. Because if they do get to the edge, however they get to the edge, you better have a guy in contain, and we didn't.
Kyle, is Yuter Gross Matos a possibility to play on the interior?
Yes, he is. All right, guys.
All right, guys. Thanks for the fun chat. There it is. Kyle Shanahan on all the ins and outs of yesterday, including the injuries. And again, if you're just joining us, Javon Hargrave is out for the year. D. Winters has an ankle. I don't know the extent of what that means. Brock Purdy, back soreness. Charvarius Ward, good to go, came out of the game fine. And no one even asked about Nick Bosa, who didn't even miss a play. And they hope to get George Kittle back at practice this week. And also said, as a coaching staff, they need to do a better job of getting everybody in the correct position on special teams. Gee, you think?
Well, it was coaching, and it was also the players, and he explained it on the punt return there at the end how they didn't have the proper containment after Malik Mustafa fired his gun and dove in there and tried to make the big hit as the gunner and was unable to. So yeah, it was coaching, and it was also execution. And interesting, the first question he was asked about replacing Javon Hargrave, and he talked about a couple of guys off the practice squad, which is usually where you look first. Evan Anderson is a rookie, undrafted rookie, 325 pounds, and T.Y. McGill is a guy who's been in the league for 8 years, and he's been on the practice squad, so maybe he gets elevated. But he also mentioned Kalia Davis as somebody they're hoping to get back. He had a knee injury, and he's probably going to be gone for a handful of games still yet to go. And you heard Jennifer Lee Chan ask at the end about Yuter Gross Matos. Can he be a guy to move to the inside? And Kyle said, sure. Either way, they're going to have to find something, somebody to come in and play in the interior and the defensive line, because a unit that has already been a little thin is just getting thinner.